Completely crazy. NJ hospitals ask parents to identify newborn sexual orientation. By Amy Furr on March 15, 2025. A New Jersey hospital system is asking parents of newborns to designate their infant's sexual orientation in a questionnaire mandated by state law. The document from Inspira Health titled Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity Questionnaire features several disturbing sections, the New York Post reported on Saturday. The form asks parents to identify their baby as male, female, transgender or genderqueer and tacks on another option called additional gender category/self-described. Parents are further pressed to choose from the options of lesbian or gay, straight or heterosexual, bisexual, self-describes or questioning/unsure when describing their newborn. Speaking with the Post about the questionnaire, New Jersey State Senator Holly Skepsi, R. Bergen, said there is a lack of logic regarding the issue. To be handed that sort of form has no medical value, it makes no sense. A New Jersey mother of two likewise told the newspaper, "That form is completely crazy, and anyone who would dictate a baby's sexual orientation probably has an agenda. If I was told to fill this out, I'd rip it up in front of them. It feels like we've entered the Twilight Zone." Skepsi shared a photo of the document in a March 5 social media post and offered more details about why the form is being distributed. "Yesterday it came to my attention that medical providers, laboratories and hospitals are being forced to provide the questionnaire below to newborn patients. While completely and utterly insane, these facilities are doing so to comply with another nonsensical law A4385 passed by the democratically controlled legislature in 2022. This law mandates collection of race, ethnicity, sexual orientation and gender identity data with no age threshold, hence newborn babies receiving the survey. I will be sponsoring legislation immediately to rescind this absurd requirement, which is a waste of medical professionals' time and resources. P.S., for anyone screaming fake form, my legislative office directly confirmed it is indeed real with the Health Network this morning. They had to seek a waiver from the state to discontinue using this form as they were receiving such negative feedback from their patients. You may not want to believe it's real, but it is. And on the upside, at least you deep down now understand how absurd things have become in NJ. The Post noted that, according to Skepsi, the state measure was a last-minute addition to a package of bills approved by Trenton on June 30, 2022. An Inspira Health representative told the newspaper that the questionnaire is required by New Jersey law, but parents can decline to fill it out. In 2023, a healthcare center in England gave parents questionnaires asking if they considered their newborns to be transgender or non-binary, Breitbart News reported at the time. The New England Journal of Medicine claimed in a 2020 article that the traditional practice of choosing between two sexes on birth certificates needed to be updated as it offered no clinical utility and could even be harmful for intersex and transgender people. President Donald Trump signed an executive order within hours of taking office for his second term, which stated that it is now U.S. policy to recognize two sexes, male and female. Sex shall refer to an individual's immutable biological classification as either male or female. Sex is not a synonym for and does not include the concept of gender identity, the mandate read.